God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Beth Henley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play Crimes of the Heart is on at St. Mary of the Woods College in a production directed by our guest, Angela Witoski. The performances are Thursday at 7, Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2. I'm George Walker. Angela, you've been up in Indianapolis for a while, just having successfully worked with the Fringe Festival there with an award-winning production. Now you're back at St. Mary of the Woods. In the spring, you worked with the group there on Shakespeare, and now you're working on really an American classic, if you will.
Yes. Yes, that is true. It is an American classic. It did win the Pulitzer for Beth Henley, and it's a fabulous play. It's really very emotional and moving, and it's a wonderful piece for the kids to work on. I really enjoy it.
We're talking with Angela Witoski, the director for Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley at St. Mary of the Woods. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into theater, Angela?
Well, I actually grew up in the back of a theater. My father was a director at Danville Community High School for his entire career, and I received a bachelor's degree in English, speech, and theater from Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 1998, I'm dating myself, and have been directing ever since, actually. I love it. It is my favorite part of the theater. I think I counted one time, and I've directed approximately 50-some plays at this point, so not doing too badly for where I am. And it's just, I love it. I always have. I think there's nothing more exciting than watching a show together and trying to figure out exactly what the show needs and help the actors and support the entire production. Theater is the most collaborative of arts, and I think it's really a director's job to make sure that that collaboration happens well, and I love it. There's not a part of it I don't love, actually, except for maybe the driving.
Angela's been driving back and forth from Indianapolis to Terre Haute for this particular gig. Beth Henley, as an author, always showed, I think, a very, very deep sensitivity to women and to women at different stages in their lives and as they work together and among themselves.
Yes, and that is one of the themes that runs throughout the play, is how these three very different sisters have all managed their lives and what they are doing with their lives. You have one sister who has never married, who has stayed home to take care of the grandfather. You have another sister who is trying to make it in L.A., trying to be a singer in L.A. And then you have a third sister, the youngest sister, Babe, who has tried to be a senator's wife. You find out pretty quickly that that's been unsuccessful. She has recently shot her husband in the stomach, and that's what brings the other two sisters together again.
Unsuccessful, you say?
Well, I would say that if you feel the need to shoot your husband, chances are the relationship is probably not going very well.
Especially if you actually do it.
Yes, and she does, and that is, you know, sort of the inciting incident of the play, is that Babe, the youngest sister, has shot her husband, and this brings Meg, the middle sister, home from L.A., where she has to confront leaving Lenny, her oldest sister, behind to take care of the family. So that's what starts us off for the evening.
We're talking with Angela Witoski. She's the director for Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley at St. Mary of the Woods. Plays this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the evening, Sunday at 2. It seems pretty grim to talk about someone having shot their husband and then the family rallying around, but it's very funny.
It is very funny. It is a black comedy. There's no question about that. But there's just such joy and love in Babe, the character that starts all of this sort of craziness off. And she really doesn't quite understand exactly what she's done. And that's part of the charm of the play, is that she is so lovable. And you fall in love with her so quickly that it's really, you sort of forgive her what she's done pretty quickly in the play. And her sisters are both very loving and caring and want, you know, the best for her. And they have their own issues to deal with as well. So there is a lot of humor in this play. I don't want people to hear that, you know, someone shoots someone and think that it's just all dark and dreary, because it is very, very funny.
We've been talking with Angela Witoski, the director of Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. Plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, Sunday at 2 at St. Mary of the Woods College in the Sicilian Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.